Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello, and welcome to Scapey Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and this is the segment of the show in which Scapey will tell a scary story to a guest listener. We actually have a non-Scape's Mother guest listener.
Obviously, because we could get that anytime.
Well, right, sure. But this one actually wrote into us and requested to be on the show. So I would like to introduce Mistress Mayhem.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, Jordan.
No, you should thank me. I am the one who gets to decide.
You're so uppity.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you'll learn. I'll teach you.
Well, maybe we should get to the story.
Yeah, I got it. It's going to be a real good scary story. I'll tell you, here's how it goes. I'm going to tell it, and you listen, and let me know if you have any questions.
You're so forceful.
That's not a question, but I am.
Go ahead, Scape. Scare me. I dare you to scare me.
Well, okay. This one is called On the River by Guy de Maupassant. Okay, so like once upon a time, I was renting a boat because I write to. And I was like, oh, hey, it's a boat. I'll go on the water and stuff. And because basically, I thought that it was cool to do that. And I met this guy who was like an older guy. And he was like a guy who had done lots of stuff on boats and water stuff. Like, a lot of stuff. Like, he liked to always be on a boat if he could. And one day we were walking down the river. I mean, like, on the side of the river. And I was like, hey, do you want to tell me some stories about boats? Because that's what he liked to do, talk about boats. I was like, tell me, hey, got anything about boats you want to tell me? And he was like, yeah. I have so many memories of boats. I'll tell you. Here's a story about a boat, he said.
I thought you said this would be a scary storyscape. I'm not scared yet.
No, it is a scary. This is, okay, you don't know, I guess, about stories. This is the beginning of the story where you set it up. Do you know, set up?
How dare you take that tone with me? I understand what a story is, Cat. However, the premise that the story is based on is not in the least scary.
No, it's like, hey, boats, right? Everybody likes boats. You're not scared of boats, are you? No. Oh, but wait. And then something happens that's scary.
This had better get good, or you'll be very, very sorry.
It's good. First of all, it's already good. Second of all, it's gonna get gooder. So, okay. So he's talking about boats. He's like, oh, boats, they're good. And all you people who live in the streets, you don't understand how it is on the water. It's different. For life of a fisherman is like mysterious and like profound and stuff. And you get to see things that are like, whoa, totally crazy, okay?
Yes, I can understand living a mysterious life. Go on, Scapey.
Are you a fisherman?
No.
And he was like, to the fisherman, the land is like limited, but the ocean is like infinite and awesome. And poets talk about the sea, and they say things like, the sea is awesome, basically. I'm paraphrasing.
Clearly.
So then he got to the actual story that he was telling me.
Finally.
Are you impatient?
Are you questioning me?
Yeah.
You are one bad little pussy.
Look, it's my story on my show, and I will tell it.
That's right, Scapey, yell at me. Oh, God, I love it when you're firm. Oh, I've missed this since you've been gone. Please go on. I will listen. I will listen with bated breath.
Good. All right. So, the guy was like, here's the story. I had a friend who also lived on the water, on the shore, basically, and I went to see him, and I was taking my boat home one night. It was very late at night, actually. And I was rowing my boat, and I was going around, and I was kind of like, oh, it's real pretty out tonight. Maybe I will smoke a pipe. So then I stopped the boat, and I put down the anchor, and I made sure the anchor was secure, basically. And I was like, okay, I'm going to smoke a pipe. And I put out a blanket, and I sat down, and I got really comfortable, and it was nice. And then a frog, like, croaked. And I was not expecting it. So I was like, what the heck? There's a frog. Where did that frog croak come from? There must be a frog. But I was not expecting it. So I'm scared.
Really, Scapey? This is what we're afraid of. I came on this show to be scared, to be tormented. I'm so disappointed in you.
No, he was not expecting the frog to croak at that exact minute. And it was dark out.
Go on.
So he was like, oh my God, man, okay, I better smoke my pipe in order to calm myself down. And so he lit his pipe, and the guy's telling me the story. I lit my pipe, and then I was like, oh, I used to be like smoking, but I don't feel like it, so I don't like it. So he put out his pipe. So then I was like, now I guess I'll sing a song. And I was like, ah, da, da, da. And then I was like, no, my voice sucks. Forget it. It's stupid.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Scapy. I'm here for that.
No, I'm not saying my voice is bad. My voice is great. That's what this guy was saying. And then he was like, I'll just sit here. And then he was like, I'm bored. And then he was like, I'll lie down. And then he was like, just lying there, looking up at the sky. And then I was like, lying there, just looking at the sky. And he was like, oh, the God, the boat is just moving too much. What the heck? This is really lame. It's going up and down. Or it feels like something is pulling it down into the depths. And then ready to go. And so it's just bobbing too much. I'm annoyed.
And that couldn't be, you know, waves?
Well, it was probably waves, but he was annoyed by the waves.
A fisherman annoyed with waves. I thought the sea was his life. I know that when I'm dedicated to something, when I'm passionate about something, it doesn't annoy me. Well, on second thought.
Look, sometimes it just gets to you, I guess. And so then I sat up and I was like, okay, it's pretty out again. You know what? I'm obviously in a bad mood, so I'm just gonna go, okay? So he pulled at the anchor, and the anchor was, like, stuck, okay? And he was like, what the? And again, he's telling me the story. So he's like, I was pulling on the anchor, and I wouldn't move. And so then I moved the boat, and I said, let's try the anchor again. And I pulled on the anchor, and it wouldn't move. And so I was like, okay, I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do. But I guess somebody will come along and save me later, so it won't be too bad.
Save you from what, exactly?
From sitting in the boat forever, because it won't move. The boat is stuck.
Where are you anchored?
In the water of a river.
And you couldn't say, you know, swim to shore in a river? I thought you were made of sterner stuff, Scapy. I thought you were stronger than that.
Well, listen, I could have, but that's what happens next. He's like, maybe it's because he waits for a boat and the boat doesn't come. And he's like, well, maybe I'll swim. And then he's like, no, I shouldn't because it's too dangerous.
Dangerous? Scapy, I thought you had a taste for danger. That's why I came here. What was it, the Mississippi or something?
No, it's just that there was a lot of fog, okay? So you could not really see very well anymore. Because a fog came out. I was like, I'm going to walk out on this through the view. And basically, even when I thought about swimming, I was like, oh, should I swim? And as soon as I thought about it, I was like, oh, God, that would be terrible because I wouldn't be able to see and it would be bad. And, oh my God, and I was freaking out. Because the water also was going really fast, and there was stuff that would hurt me. And look, the point is, I just couldn't swim, so I didn't. Anyway, I started to think, you know what? You're being a wuss, because you shouldn't be scared of this. This is not that scary. And I was like, well, it is.
I couldn't agree with your inner monologue more. You are a sad excuse for a cat. I came here, Scapy, for a reason, because you are the strong voice on this show. You were the only one who could scare me. You were the only one who could torment me the way I needed until they stopped you, and then they were tormenting me by stopping you, but none of that matters now. The point is, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm not. Okay, listen to me. Earlier in the show, you said that you know about stories, but you don't, because I'm telling a story about me that isn't really me talking to a fisherman, and then the fisherman is telling a story about being a wuss. I am not a wuss.
Regardless, Cat, you are failing in your mission to scare me.
Well, you didn't get to the scariest part yet.
Thank goodness.
So, I was drinking brandy because I had brandy. I was like, okay, calm down. But can I tell you, I wasn't getting calmed down. I was getting more scared. So I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to yell for help. Oh my God. And I was yelling for a really long time until I couldn't yell anymore. So then I drank more brandy and I was like, freaked out some more. And I just was lying on the floor because I was so scared. And I was like, get up, Scapy. It's okay. You can do it. Just get up, and you'll be all right. Get up. And eventually, I got up, and I looked over the edge, and it was actually really pretty because, oh, the frog, okay, had moved off to the side, and it was like, oh, that's very pretty. And then I fell asleep.
You fell asleep? Well, I suppose you did have a lot of brandy, and I suppose that's the sort of thing that could wear you out, though. I know of much, much better ways to wear you out.
Well, sometimes I could run around the apartment chasing Boo Bear.
And what do you do when you catch her?
Kick.
That's hot.
Well, I don't know if it is.
Do you bite? Do you bite and scratch her when you catch her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Scapey. Give me more.
Well, I'm not... I have to finish the story. So, okay, so I fell asleep and I woke up, okay, because that's... But it was later when I woke up. And I drank some more brandy and sat around and... Then a guy showed up with a boat, and he was like, oh, what's up? And I was like, I'm stuck, the boat's stuck. And he was like, oh, let me help you. And so we both pulled on the anchor, and it was stuck. It wouldn't move. And so then we were like, what the heck? And then another guy showed up with another boat, okay, number three. And he was like, I'll help too. And then we all pulled on the anchor, okay, and finally it moved, and it came up slowly, slowly, and when we got it up, do you know what was on it?
I always want to know what was on it when you got it up.
It was the corpse of an old lady with a rock tied around her. The end.
Was that supposed to be the scary part?
She was dead. Okay, so imagine somebody dead.
People die all the time.
On her anchor with a rock.
I suppose it would be more scary if there was any sort of suggestion that the person who had done this to her may have been nearby and threatening you to... do unthinkable acts upon your person, which, you know, admitted it shouldn't quite go that far, but sometimes you accidentally tie a rock around someone's neck and let's change the subject.
Okay, I know what to talk about, which is the scary moral of the story.
Yes, Scapey, enlighten me. Enlighten me with your scary moral. Oh, make the fiber of my being shake and quake with anticipation.
Okay. The scary moral is, watch out for dead old ladies with a rock, because they're bad.
That's your scary moral? Why would you watch out? What's scary about this old woman with a rock? Shouldn't she be the one who was frightened? I mean, if this tale was told from her perspective, then that might have been scary. Capture the look in her eyes, the moment that life was choked from her body. I'm not afraid of old women, Scapey. And something tells me, neither are you.
If she had a rock, okay.
She wasn't threatening you with the rock, Scape.
But the rock made it so I was stuck.
It wasn't the old woman who made it so you were stuck?
It's a combination. Old women, look, old woman deadness wouldn't be very difficult for the anchor to, like, rip.
So how big of a rock are you talking here? And how could it be affixed to her?
Probably with, like, a rope.
I just doubt that there was a rock big enough that could be tied to an old woman to weigh her down enough that it would make the difference to hold down an entire boat.
I just told you it happened, so I don't know why you doubt me. Look, you should be scared. You, close your eyes.
Yes, sir.
Now, imagine you're in a boat.
I'm on a boat.
And you can't go anywhere. It's stuck.
I'm on a boat.
Okay, you can't. Now you're stuck.
Yes, and?
That's it! You are stuck forever now.
Oh, so you're saying it'd be like my prison. This boat would be my prison? Would you be the one holding me captive, Scapey?
Well, no, then I would be the dead old woman. I don't want to be dead.
No, of course you wouldn't want to be dead. I mean, there's so much to experience through life. Why would one want to stop? Why would one want to stop whatever torture it is that it's driving you to the end? I'd rather it went on forever.
So, you see that it is a scary story.
Well, I see when you take that firm voice with me that I have no choice but to submit to your will and be your captive on that boat.
I'm not the old lady. I'm like somebody else elsewhere.
I don't care who you are or where you are. Keep me on that boat, Scapey. Make me your prisoner.
I'm not involved in the boat. I don't know why. I don't even have a boat. But it was a story about fishermen, okay? So.
Well, then I guess that you get to remain on the boat, and it's nice of you to be on the show.
Thank you, Jordan. It's been your pleasure.
I thought it was about your pleasure, but...
It's always about my pleasure.
Right. So, Scape, I think that's it for this week.
Well, okay. Having successfully scared everybody, that's fine. Come back next week, where there's going to be a story that will make you so scared that you might...